Do you remember any nicknames that you had for someone, you know, that would go running and tell their parents if you did something bad? Do you know how they call that now?
Oh, I can't think. I know there must have been something. Tattletale. Probably that's bad. I don't think we had too many of the funny expressions that you hear in some parts of the country. Mm-hmm. I know through Alabama and Mississippi you hear so many funny expressions, and you do around through North Carolina too.
Yeah.
I had a friend that came from up there, and she was always saying something. And I'd say, what in the world do you mean by that, Francis?
Did you used to have any terms for like picking flowers? Anything like that?
No, I don't think so. Might say pick a bouquet, but you generally just pick flowers.
Oh, it must have been about 9:10.
And see, what would you call the like a golden bonus game if you were running to a tree or something?
Home. We used to play hide and seek and tag, and we generally have a tree for base. Where we lived, we had woods pretty much around us. There was one house right next door on the south side, but between my Uncle Dick's office and the house, it was all pine woods and a lot of scrub palmetto. Mm-hmm. And a path went up. There was a path that ran all along the bluff there that people would walk and ride their bicycles on. There was no pavement, and that was the way everybody got back and forth.
When did they put in pavement?
They put in pavement, it must have been along about 1910, somewhere on there.
Was this for walking or for driving?
They finally, it was paved. It was paved down as far as Uncle Dick's office, which is Gardenia Street now. Mm-hmm. Then there was a little tram track that came down there, and there was a little tram car that came down with lumber on it from the lumber yard I was telling you about. Mm-hmm. And it came down to the dock where they would load it on a lighter and take it up and down the lake wherever somebody was building a house and wanted lumber. That's the way they got it, where they were going. And the street, it was paved with oyster shells that far.
Really?
And later on, it may have been along about 96 or 7, I think Dad got a buckboard automobile with one of the first little automobiles that steered with a rod up from the front and the motor was on the back. And I know I have a picture of us sitting in that, and I must have been about 10, maybe 9 or 10 years old. Maybe 9. That's about right, I guess. So that would have been about 1970.
Mm-hmm.
That's about when the street was paved.
What would you call like a road off a main road?
Cross street or side road. In town it'd be a cross street, but out in the country it'd be a side road just like it is now.
Yeah. Would you ever call it a byway?
No, I don't think of that as a byway. A byway would be more like a bicycle trail or something that was off of the main road. That's the way I think of it.
What about a lane?
Lane?
Yeah.
Well, we don't have those so much down here. That's more up in the north, I think.